Before I start this week's review, I have a little bit of business to take care of. I forgot to give you the trivia answer from the Fast Times at Ridgemont High review I did. My question was, name three actors who went on to win Academy Awards. Those actors are Sean Penn, Forrest Whitaker, and Nicolas Cage. They all went to win Best Actor Oscars. Sean Penn actually went on to win two. So this week's review is going to be Animal House from 1978. This is going to be the last of the back-to-school movies I'm doing. First time I saw this movie, it was on commercial TV. It was butchered really badly, but I liked it a lot. And it, you know, I think it says a lot about a movie is if you can sit through the commercials and being butchered pretty badly. So I remember going to the library a few years later and checking it out and watching it at the library. I doubt you could really do that these days with political correctness, with all the nudity and such. It's not really a movie that you could watch with the television facing towards the kids section. I am not making this up. I sat at the Walla Walla Library with the television facing where kids were walking by with naked women and such. But the library allowed that, and that was in the mid-80s, I think. So there you go. I went there to do a school paper, and instead I watched Animal House. Animal House takes place in 1962, and it stars John Belushi, Tim Matheson, Stephen First, Peter Riegert, Karen Allen, John Vernon, and Tom Hulse. And Donald Sutherland also has a very small part in the movie. The thing that really surprised me was Elmer Bernstein did the music for this movie. He's a well-known composer, and doing the music for Animal House is really surprising. This movie is directed by John Landis, produced by one of the producers was Ivan Reitman, and one of the writers on this movie was Harold Ramis, who's still around doing movies. I like it. You're not going to want to show this movie to the young kids. There's lots of nudity. There's lots of cursing. Lots of drinking. So use your own caution, but I do not recommend this for the young ones. I watched it again about a week ago. It's not laugh out loud hilarious like I, well, probably when I was 12 years old when I saw it, probably. You know, it's good. It moves quick, and there you go. So, see it or don't, but I do recommend giving it a shot if you haven't already seen it. I believe it just recently came out on Blu-ray. Not that this movie really needs Blu-ray. I'd recommend going on the cheap and just getting going to your local library and see if they have it, or giving it a shot on Netflix. This movie was filmed on college campus. John Belushi would actually fly back to New York and do Saturday Night Live when he was filming this. Chevy Chase, Bill Murray, Brian Dole Murray, and Dan Aykroyd all turned down roles due to other commitments. I read once that Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi were planning on doing a sequel at the time of John Belushi's death. I don't know if that's true or not. It's just one of those rumors I read. So this movie was hugely popular. I believe it did $141 million in 1978. So, yeah, it very popular. The bass player in the Otis Day band was Robert Cray. He's one of my favorite musicians from the 80s and part of the 90s. And Donald Sutherland was brought on board, and he was paid a total of $40,000 for this movie. That's but in the 70s. And there was also a television series that was on briefly. It didn't stick around very long. And this is the film debut of Kevin Bacon. Kevin Bacon is kind of just a weasel in this movie. He actually did this movie before Friday the 13th, where he gets a knife up into his throat. So, yeah. Kind of surprising that goes from Animal House to Friday 13th, but there you go. Okay, that's the end of the back-to-school reviews. I will be doing Halloween movies, or kind of scary-ish movies. I'm going to do some PG-13 scary movies, and then I'm going to do some R-rated stuff. So if you have any suggestions, feel free to email me at scatteredbee@gmail.com, and also have a Facebook page. If you like the podcast, feel free to click like at Facebook. And if you want to leave a review, feel free to leave a review at iTunes. And if you want to give a positive review, fantastic. If you don't, that's fine. You know, any constructive comments would be helpful. I will take them as constructive, won't be insulted, and maybe they can help improve the podcast. So take care of yourselves, have a good week, and talk to you next time.